Elizabeth on Twitter right now. Keyword Food Nation Radio. And visit ElizabethDoherty.com for restaurant reviews, recipes, her blog, and a whole lot more. Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Welcome back. You're listening to Food Nation Radio Network. I'm Elizabeth Doherty. We're talking about fluoride in the tap water today. We have an interview that we're going to play in a moment with Professor Joe Cummins. He's the professor emeritus at the University of Western Ontario. Also writes papers for the USDA and FDA and on many different subjects. Professor Joe Cummins, it's a little hard to understand him in our phone call with him. So we're going to play portions of the interview, and then we're going to talk about what he said so that everybody has a full understanding of his position, which is pretty consistent with Europe and a lot of other continents in the thinking on fluoride right now. So why don't we go ahead and play the first portion of that interview?
Sure. He says that fluoridation of the drinking water just isn't necessary.
Oh, I feel it's irrelevant, frankly. In most instances, it's well supplied by other sources, and it is very unwise to provide fluoridated water for pregnant women. So I think that the evidence against fluoridation of drinking water has grown very convincing, and I think one area which needs to be further discussed, and that is the variability in people's ability to resist the toxic effects of fluoride.
Yeah, he's basically saying there that women who are pregnant should not drink tap water that is fluoridated at all, should find some other source. And you should know, by the way, that most filtration systems, like those little filters you use in your home, do not filter fluoride. You have to use a reverse osmosis system or water that came from reverse osmosis purification to get the fluoride out of it.
It was one of the things that we learned this morning about fluoride.
What irritated me in the reading about fluoride, I'm going to tell you what really bugs me about this, is the insult, the implied insult, and really almost discrimination against groups that may not be, you know, college educated or whatever, that they couldn't figure out that they need to brush their teeth. I mean, in countries where there is no fluoridation, the amount of cavities has gone down equally as much as in communities where they put fluoride in the water. So don't insult people with that argument. I've been reading too many articles and too many newspaper reports that indicate that, and I just think that's ridiculous.
Professor Cummins goes on to say that fluoride has been now shown to cause, listen to this, gene damage.
Best evidence would be that fluoride is genotoxic. It's toxic to the genes, and there's a slice of the population in all of the patient groups who are more sensitive to the toxic effects of fluoride. And these people really need to be identified and warned against fluoride.
So some people have major toxic effects from this. We already know from the CDC, their own statistic. They took a slice of time between 1999 and 2004 and found that in that time period, when they did the study, 41% of kids between the ages of 12 and 15 had what's called fluorosis, which is damage to the teeth from excessive fluoridation.
And we discovered this morning that even baby formula, if you use just dry baby formula, don't use tap water with that because you could cause irreparable harm to your child's incoming teeth.
That's from major agencies, medical agencies that are saying that. Also, I was not aware when we decided to do this story that Pinellas County is going to begin fluoridating the water again in March. I did not know that when we did this interview. I didn't know that until this morning. So this is not some, you know, political statement or anything. It just happened to be something that we've been researching for a while, and we decided to do the show.
Pinellas County in 2012 stopped fluoridating the water, and then in March of 2013, they're going to resume. So you talk about just coincidence. And
it was serious coincidence, yeah.
By the way, Professor Cummins goes on to say that fluoride in his research also causes embryonic damage as well.
In every instance, it's unwise, as there's clear evidence from Europe showing that pregnant women exposed to the excess fluoride given in fluoridated water do harm to the embryo.
Yeah. If you are a pregnant person, do not drink tap water if your community fluoridates the water. Just don't do it. And it's unfortunate that there's not more of a statement on this by the powers that be, but we're telling you here that the evidence is pretty clear that it causes this. Let's listen to something else he had to say.
He says that there is other damage to the human body as well.
Effects on the bones and effects on the teeth in general. There tends to be impacts on neurodevelopment and thinking ability.
Now, let me address that for a moment, because there was a study that was done that said there was a greater risk of bone cancer for boys, young boys, as a result of fluoridation. Harvard later came out and did a study that refuted that, but they found out that the head of this study also worked for Colgate. So I don't believe university studies anymore because of where their funding comes from. I just don't believe them anymore.
By the way, we asked Professor Cummins if he sees any health benefits, just to be fair and to be balanced in the interview, if he sees any health benefits whatsoever to the fluoridation of water.
Personally, I've gone over the literature as much as I can, and I do not see in any instance a real justification for it. It's just staggering. It seems, from what I've read, the medical authorities who deal with this, the dental authorities, tend to be very blinders as to the effects, particularly on that part of the population which are genetically sensitive, and particularly to pregnant women and the effects on the child.
So that's pretty clear. And I think we have one more small clip.
Professor Cummins says that pregnant women in the area where he lives in Western Ontario are being advised to find other sources of drinking water.
In our area, they have begun to recognize this and to advise pregnant women not to drink the fluoridated water, but to find another source.
So it's clear. And when you look at the evidence from different people, there's a Dr. Arvid Carlson, a co-winner of the Nobel Prize for Medicine in 2000, talks about advising against fluoridation. The AMA at one point, Dr. Flanagan, said it is not prepared to state that no harm will be done to any person by water fluoridation. I don't know if they've since recanted that. Many, many different people. Dr. William Marcus, senior toxicologist at the EPA. The EPA should act immediately to protect the public, not just on the cancer data, but on the evidence of bone fractures, arthritis, mutagenicity, and other effects. Do some research. Go online and read about it yourself. But for my family, I don't let people drink fluoride in my house.
I will tell you that over the next few weeks, we're going to follow up on this as aggressively as we have with GMOs. And we're going to bring the folks on from Pinellas County to explain how and why this is being done yet again. And you see mounting medical evidence saying, no, 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 don't do this. Don't drink this.
I'm going to leave you with one last thought. Sodium fluoride is one thing, but sodium fluoride is not actually what's being put in the water in most of the communities. The form of fluoride that's being put in the water in most of our communities is a byproduct of toxic waste from chemical plants. So it's a way to get rid of something that they didn't want around anyway, and you're drinking it. But we're going to go into that more over the coming weeks.
And like I said, we're going to ask Pinellas County some hard questions that no one else dares do.